Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1236. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Remember, Baron Tisa, Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, Lurafur Shalema Leiba Cyril, getting back to our Malacha of Chayresh plowing. Okay, so we started talking about sweeping. Is one allowed to sweep? So we established the fact that, so Lemaisa, to make a long story short, the Shulchan Aruch actually brings down this three different shitas. In other words, if you have three different types of floors, you have two different types of floors and then a gezerah, which let me just explain. The Shulchan Aruch talks about, I'm not going to read it inside, but number one, if the floor is a dirt ground, fine. So we said, That's one type. We said that's more problematic, whereby Poiskim say that's a psik resha. Even though there is a sheet out there that said it's okay, we're not going to get into all the details. So you have one type of floor, that regular dirt floor. In general, that we don't sweep because of the various reasons we explained last time. Then we have another type of dirt floor, regular, right? You might come to level out the ground, fill up the holes. Okay. Now you have a floor that's inside the person in their regular kitchen, right? The average house today, I think that most people live in anyways, is a either a tiled floor, marble floor, wooden floor, whatever the case might be. I'm not talking right now about carpets, but just stop, let's say like a kitchen floor. It's a hard floor, and there's no question of dirt parts in it. There's nothing, you know, no dirt patches where there might be issues over there of possibly moving around the dirt. Like soil type of a dirt, not dirt like food dirt, you know what I mean? Like outside in the garden or in the backyard, that type of dirt. You don't have that. You have a regular tiled floor. You have a regular wooden floor. You have a regular marble floor. Fine. So what's the problem over there? There's no issue of chayrish. I'm not going to be filling up any holes, right? It's all hard. It's all finished. It's a finished floor. If the person who made the mechanic, who made the construction worker who made the floor didn't do it right and left holes, then we got a problem. But in general, it's a finished floor, so there's no problem of filling holes. There's no problem of knocking down bumps on the floor, whatever the case is, whereby it might be an issue of chayrish, of plowing. So there's no problem. But Elmai, there is a shita brought down in the Shulchan Aruch over there now with Simon Shin Lam Zion, whereby there's a gzeira. So we're not going to let you, in general, we don't let you sweep regular floors that are hard with marble, wood, or whatever the case is, or tiles, because we're afraid you might come to sweep a floor that is not tiled, like a dirt floor outside, or whatever the case might be. Okay, so those are the three differences. So you have a dirt floor, you have a hard floor, and then you have the gezerah in the middle, where someone to say there's a gezerah whereby you can't sweep a hard floor, you might come to sweep a dirt floor. Okay, so lemaisa, just to make a long story short, that's brought down the Shulchan Aruch. Where do we swing today? What do we do? I have a kitchen floor, I want to sweep, right? I have a hard floor, whatever the case is, in the dining room, whatever, I want to sweep up. We had the meal tonight, or, you know, the suda, there's a lot of schmutz on the floor. I want to take out the broom, and we said that one should make sure you're using a soft broom, not the old-fashioned hard straw brooms, a regular soft broom, right, which is what I think most people have today. Anyways, I don't want to sweep the floor, is there a problem? So lemaisa, just to read from the Sefer Oitzer Halacha, is how he brings it down, be it as it may, there's a whole Be'er Halacha who talks about it back and forth. In conjunction with the bottom line is a point that they make, the Be'er Halacha, others that they want to make, that nowadays our floors in general where we live are, again, not carpeting. The regular floor is hard. Nobody has dirt floors. We're not living in, it used to be many, many years ago that there were some floors hard, some floors dirt, whatever the case is, as time went on. Nowadays, the average person lives in a regular house whereby they have a hard floor. So it is not really an issue of a problem of whereby gezeira. Well, if we let you sweep a hard floor, you might come to sweep a dirt floor. It's all hard floors. Everybody has hard floors. The people don't have houses in general with dirt floors. So that's basically the bottom line. So just to read from the Sefer Oitzer Halachos, and our Simon Shin Lamed Zayin. He says, what's the issue in reference to a bezim? A bezim is a broom in Yiddish. And so he says like this, right? Like we said, you're not allowed to sweep if it's a dirt floor. That's by dirt floor. But now let's say if it's a hard floor, right? Tiles, wood, whatever the case is, doesn't make a difference what type. It's a hard floor. It could be stone, he says, or right? The possible possibly planks of wood, whatever the case might be. But the bottom line is she'ein lo cheshbay lahashvayz gumayz, then it will be mutter. We're not afraid whereby, you know, the dirt will be moved around. You'll be knocking down bumps, like we said. You'll be filling up holes. There's no issue. It's all a hard floor. V'yesh matirim b'chol inyan, like we said. Afilu b'einoy merutzev. V'yesh machmirim b'chol inyan. And then there are those who are machmir. So there are those who are makel all the way through, even on dirt floors. And v'yesh machmirim b'chol inyan. And there are others who say you can't even... He's just explaining. He can't even sweep a hard floor. He might come to sweep a dirt floor. Okay, because of the gezerah. But lemaisa, what's the bottom line? So he ends off of again in Ois Yud in the Shin Lamed Zayin Ois Yud. Lemaisa, bottom line is achshav. Nowadays, aminig lechabed mitam. One, the minig is that people do sweep the floor with a soft broom, like we said. Lechabed mitam. The chol haritz pois meruzafim be'etz ayevin. In general, the average person lives with a hard floor. That's the regular house. There's no issue. We're not afraid. One might come to a dirt floor. Okay, one might come to sweep a dirt floor. Now, it just ends off with an interesting thing, which is not really our subject, but it is spoken about over there amongst the Noisei Kelim in the Simon Shin Lamed Zayin a little bit. What about the fact, there's sometimes muksa items on the floor, some certain dirt, shells from nuts and different type of things. Sometimes it's muksa. What about that? How could I move it? Or is the broom muksa? So the mice say they come out, it's not a question of muksa, it's not a problem. Ve'ein lesser, afilu kashiyesh alaretz ashpa v'tin of shum muksa. Let's say if you have food on the floor, fine. So that's one thing. But sometimes you might have a muksa item on the floor, like I said, shells from nuts or whatever, from... that's actually muksa. How could I go ahead and sweep? So he explains, just go through it real quickly. He explains over there from the Bir Halacha also that that's not a problem because number one, it's a question of, the Rashba says it's okay. He brings from the Rashba actually, Rishon, that it's okay because of it's graf shel re'i. So it's a graf shel re'i, meaning it's a disgusting type of a thing, in which case you're allowed to move that type of muksa, which we'll talk about when we learn all the halachas of muksa, how that works. Even if you're okay, you'll say that's not the case. So in other words, there is such a concept in muksa in general to move something tiltol min hatzad, like sort of like backhandedly, if it's for something that is actually mutter for Tzarech Shabbos or so on. But we have to see how exactly that works. But those are the two. We're not going to get into that at all right now. It's a totally different subject of muksa. But those are the two different reasons why one would be allowed to sweep the floor, even if one might be nervous. Well, good, there's some stuff on the floor, okay, but there's some stuff on the floor that might be muksa. Just you're not moving it with your hands. But even if somebody did, it's graf shel re'i. Number one, it's regular dirt. Graf shel re'i, it's disgusting, as they say. Nobody wants to walk around with all the dirt on the floor. And it's tiltol min hatzad, and it's for tzarech Shabbos, it's for the davar hamutar. Okay, and those reasons, so regular sweeping, one does not have to worry about what exactly they're sweeping up. But be it as it may, that is the bottom line in reference to sweeping, that it would be okay, regular soft broom, regular hard floor in general. Okay, so just two more things I want to end off with. First of all, he brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan to read the Lush and how he brings it down. Kosful Lahatir Kibud Bebatim Shalanu, that the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings this down in Sif Hey. The Sefer Yitzhak Lachas brings down the Aruch HaShulchan, which the Aruch HaShulchan is in Sif Hey. So then he says, Kosful Lahatir Kibud Bebatim Shalanu, that nowadays we let you sweep under our houses, why our floors, Kevin Shekol HaMakoymas Mirutzafim. If it's a hard floor, Everything is the tiled, wood, stone, whatever the case is. Everybody has hard floors, so that's the reason. I just want to mention one more quick thing that he mentions over here in Ois Chof Vav, does the Sefer Ois Halachas. Again, our Simin Shin Lamed Zayin, the Ois Halachas mentions it in the small Ois Yes on the bottom, Chof Vav. And he says, interesting thing, that when we say the brooms, it doesn't mean badafka, very, very soft type of broom. You don't have to have like a feather broom. But it should be a broom, he says, a soft broom, shen like we said, in other words, it shouldn't have hard bristles. It's a bendable. It bends. That's the bottom line. When I sweep, it bends. The old straw brooms, they didn't bend. They broke, right? When the old fashioned, as those of us who remember as a kid, the old straw brooms, when you swept, it didn't bend. It just broke. The bottom, those pieces of straw, they just cracked off. But sometimes, anyways. But be it as it may, just to make sure that the bristles are bendable bristles. It doesn't have to be soft like a feather type thing, but it should be a bendable soft enough that they are bendable and that they won't break. That's the bottom line, they won't break. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.